With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia conducting a massive attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure, firing 200 missiles and drones, leaving a million households without power.
Russia has been doing this for some time, and the timing is no accident either. We're just heading, of course, into winter in Ukraine. Not quite the depths of it yet, but it's already cold. There's been snow. It is a time when people need electricity, and that is what Russia, again, is targeting.
BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Donald Trump has chosen a retired three-star general to serve as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia.
Keith Kellogg has long been Trump's top advisor on defense issues, having served as national security advisor to former Vice President Pence and chief of staff of the National Security Council. He will step into the role as special envoy as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third year in February. Trump has criticized the billions of dollars the Biden administration has spent in supporting Ukraine, and Kellogg has said bringing the war to a close will require strong America-first leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a social media ban for kids under 16 in Australia.
The law will make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X and Instagram liable for fines of up to 50 million Australian dollars. That's about 33 million US dollars for systemic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. Speaking in Parliament, Australian Senator Maria Kovacic said social media companies should have taken on this responsibility long ago.
But for too long, they have shirked these responsibilities in favour of profit.
Many child welfare and mental health advocates are concerned about unintended consequences, and the platforms complain that the law would be unworkable. I'm Karen Shamas.
And this is SRN News. Are you ready for Bless Friday?
You heard it right, Bless Friday. It's a Christian alternative to Black Friday when everybody rushes off to buy Christmas gifts on the day after Thanksgiving. Bless Friday features churches and ministries all across the nation choosing to stay away from the stores and instead devote their time to good works, organizing cleanup crews in their communities and working at soup kitchens. Bless Friday has been going on since 2009. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court of the United Kingdom considering a legal challenge focusing on the definition of what a woman is. It's part of a long-running dispute between women's rights group and the Scottish government. The case seeks to clarify whether a transgender person with a gender recognition certificate that recognizes them as female can be regarded as a, quote, woman under equality law. This is SRN News.
Vaping is coming before the Supreme Court next week as federal regulators ask the High Court to uphold its block on sweet-flavored products following a spike in youth e-cigarette use. After weeks of plugging increasingly inviting discounts, retailers in the U.S. and several other countries are preparing for prime time, Black Friday, the bargain bonanza that still reigns as the unofficial kickoff of the holiday shopping season, even if it's lost some luster. First it was the House, now the Australian Senate has passed a social media ban for young children that will soon become a world-first law. The law will make platforms liable for fines for systemic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. U.S. financial markets were closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen for a half day on Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jeremy House.
More details at srnnews.com.